If you're wondering why it sounds like I'm not in the studio, it's because, well, I'm not in the studio. I am coming to you live from my car. But I'm not driving. I'm just sitting. I mean, I was driving, but now... Whatever. You get it. I thought we'd do something a little different today. Last week, you heard me checking out the cave, which totally sucked, by the way. And I'm still, like, actually kind of traumatized by that. I listened to the audio again, and I didn't get any new clues from it either. Feel free to tweet at me about what you think all that was, by the way. Oh, and the photo, the one that made the chanting stop. It was totally black, like the flash wasn't even on, so I did all that for nothing. But since we're recapping everything that happened last week, we heard from Ruth. That was nice. Like, obviously, we talk all the time already, but you don't. And hearing updates directly from the source is always good. And today, we're going to pay her a visit in person. It's totally different from talking to her on the phone, texture and all that. And you know, even though she and I talk and text all the time, you barely get to hear from her at all. So I thought we'd fix that and go straight to her. Basically, because she hasn't been at the radio station or doing recordings with me, Ruth has been cooped up at home this whole time. She technically can work from home because she's self-employed, but, you know, I think seeing me will do some good. Plus, from what I understand, she's starting to feel better. So we'll have to dig into that and see what's up. All right, let's go. So, I've been here loads of times, but since you've never been, here's what it looks like. Ruth's house is like this nice, subtle, light yellow with some brick and white accents around the windows. She's been in the same place practically since we graduated college, honestly. It's cute though. Small. The yard is nice. It's good for barbecues, and you can't see this part, but there's a really nice divot in the trees where you can watch the 4th of July fireworks perfectly. I remember one year we spent the whole night trying to find that perfect little spot where we could get the entire view through that divot. But I guess that's a summer thing, and well, it's autumn now. Okay. Don't worry, Ruth is totally fine with this. I've let myself in plenty of times.
All right, folks. The Zoom can't be seen, but... levels are still good. Here we go. Ruth, you left your door open again. I brought sandwiches. I'm up here. Ruth? Did you take your shoes off?
I wiped my shoes.
That's not the same thing.
I wiped my shoes on the mat, and they don't make scuff marks.
Ugh.
Better?
Yeah.
Thai chicken.
What's the other one?
Oh, sopressata.
Can I have that one?
You can, but it's like just deli meat and maybe one piece of cheese.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
I feel like you usually go for the lettuce-based option.
It's like you said, right? Protein.
Five types of cold cuts can help with that. So you've been eating a lot of protein?
Yeah.
You look like you're still losing weight.
I mean,
Maybe it's that I haven't been drinking a lot. It's kind of like what happened when they ran out of beer on the Mayflower.
I just want to make sure that you're doing well. Have you been keeping track or weighing yourself?
It's
or
not
any...
like I'm taking notes. Do you think I should be taking notes on myself?
Hey, I'm asking the questions here. But also, it wouldn't hurt. That way, we have, like, some hard facts as to what's happening to you.
If you want to say something, just say it.
It's just... Okay. You don't look like you've gotten better, and I'm worried about you. I want to make sure that all this ends with you, like, triumphant, or whatever you're...
Triumphant? I'm not a Roman emperor.
You just don't look like you're getting better. Like, I think you're in the same clothes from when we FaceTimed.
I'm not.
There's a trash can of tissues and I don't know what else next to the bed, but it smells awful. You're super pale. Your bones are practically jutting out of you. I'm just worried. Like, who else has checked on you? Has Frank come by? Your clients? Or maybe your parents or something?
I'm fine.
But you don't
know. No, when I say I'm fine, that isn't a cue for you to tell me that I'm wrong. I am fine means I am fine.
Right, but
this
every
is
time...
not a negotiation. You just need to actually treat me like an equal for once instead of just steamroll your way through.
I do treat you
but
like an equal.
But just so you know, I am wearing the same shirt from when we FaceTime, but I have laundry, so, you know, I washed it. There's a trash can full of trash, because that's what a trash can is for. I have lost weight and don't feel good about it, so thanks for that. And yes, people have come by. Frank was here this morning with more of that tea.
Why was he here?
Why does it bother you that he was here?
It doesn't bother me. I just think it's weird.
That somebody's coming to check on me?
No, that, like, it's some random guy and not your parents.
This is starting to get really annoying.
What? I don't have anything against Frank. Like, why would I? He gave me all the stuff to do my show. I just think the stuff with Frank and your parents is weird, you know? Like, you're their only daughter. They know you're sick and don't care.
They care. They
Oh, come on. They left you with some random guy when you were little, and now they get all their information on you from him. Like, that
I
is not...
I don't want to talk about this.
I'm just saying
I don't want to talk about this.
I... Fine.
Do you have any napkins?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, are you really that?
Yes.
Would you like me to fill up your glass of water?
Yeah. Thanks.
Ruth?
No, I said, please, please stop.
Did you say something while I was in there?
What? No. No, I'm fine. Thanks.
So, I've been working on the podcast.
How's it going?
You haven't listened?
Nope.
I sent you a bunch of cuts.
I've been busy.
You really didn't listen?
I've been busy and sick.
Well, it's going really well.
Great.
The most recent episodes have been especially good, I think. People really seem to like it. I've been getting a lot of compliments and comments, ratings.
Congratulations.
Once you're back and this whole arc is wrapped up, I have this whole list of prompts that we can start exploring. I was doing some research into some of the Native American tribes in the area and charting
Wait,
their.
what do you mean this narrative arc?
The arc? Like the story.
I know what an arc is. You said when this arc is over. What is the arc?
Oh, it's. I've just been revisiting stuff that we did in earlier episodes and going a little deeper.
Who have you interviewed? My God. Oh my God. Ugh! I should have known better. I can see it. I can literally see the Zoom recorder sticking out of your pocket.
Okay, fine. I brought the recorder.
You can't secretly record people.
In Virginia, only one party has to consent to a conversation being recorded, so
Did
actually.
you memorize that from a website? If I don't want to be on the podcast, then I don't have to be on the podcast.
But the whole podcast is about you right now.
I'm not a story, Liz. I'm a person.
But what's going on with you is just so strange
That
and.
is so invasive.
You agreed to do a podcast in the first place.
As your friend, not as a subject. This was supposed to be a fun thing we do as friends, but it's like you're obsessed with it.
Ruth, I'm telling you, this is an.
No, I am telling you, I don't want to do the podcast anymore.
What? Why?
Because this sucks, and I don't want to do it. And whatever your rationale is in all of this, you somehow forgot that I'm sick and don't want to waste my energy on this.
But you'll be fine soon. That's all temporary.
Sure. And then I permanently don't want to do a podcast with you.
But it's such a good story.
It's also my life, and I don't want to be under a microscope. Oh. Is this why you haven't stopped talking about my parents and about Frank?
It's not all about that, but.
Yeah, no, it is. I can't.
Are you feeling okay?
You should go.
I'm being serious.
I'm fine. I'm tired and I want you to leave.
Okay.
I'll walk you out.
No, stay in bed. I know the way out. I could do it blindfolded if I needed to. Want me to take this down?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Don't forget your sandwich.
I'll eat it later.
So, goodbye, I guess.
Liz?
Yeah?
No, sorry. Never mind.
I'll talk to you later, right?
to be quiet with my shoes or else she'll yell at me. I was the one who made that rule about the shoes anyway. Literally, all my idea. So Ruth's gone crazy, right? And I'm right on the legal part. I looked it up and got it from a very reliable source. So it's totally fine, and Ruth is overreacting. I mean, anyway, Ruth will get over it. She always does. And once all this is over, she'll see that I was right. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I know what works. She'll be back on her feet soon. But honestly, it might take some time. And once she does, I'll make her actually eat a sandwich. Okay, I'm in Ruth's garage now, just tossing some stuff out for her to be helpful. And then I'll head back into the studio. Not to record anything just yet. I want to get a bit of prep going and make a few research calls and... Oh. All of this garbage smells awful, like it's seriously disgusting. What's in here? What the? Guys, there's like tons of dead animals in here. Oh. Oh, it's literally a bunch of dead squirrels and they're definitely rotting. What's she doing in here? I mean, maybe it's like her neighbor or something. Oh, it still smells. Maybe if I just... Okay, you can't see it, but I moved it to a window. I hope that helps. She has to get one of those brand air fresheners or whatever. The generic ones never work. Oh my God. Shit was in the old place. Okay. I can't stop now, but I will tell you everything in a bit. I just have to get in. This is really messed up, guys. It's so messed up. Oh, I have to call.
Hello?
Frank? Hi, it's Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, Elizabeth Miller. What can I help you with?
So I'm at Ruth's house, or I'm just leaving.
But... She's doing very well, isn't she?
No, I don't think so. Is there... Have you been in her garage at all?
Last time I checked, I'm not a two-door sedan, so no, I haven't been in her garage.
I'm worried about Ruth. I think something is really, really wrong.
Is this about the podcast?
It's not about the podcast. There are dead animals.
Because I did speak with Deidre, and she was very upset about the last time you spoke.
But, what?
She said you pressured her into breaking rules?
No, I didn't. She offered to help and let us do things, and I just accepted.
Well, I don't think Deidre would lie.
I'm not calling her a liar. I just... Sorry, can we go back to what
Lizzie, I don't want to cancel the podcast.
Cancel? Why would you cancel?
I just need to be sure that you're going to operate rationally from here on out. Can you do that for me, Lizzie?
Do that.
Very glad to hear that. Now, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
If I asked you for a kind of expert, do you think you'd be able to introduce me to someone?
I'll certainly do my part. Expert in what field?
One second. Come on in. Sorry, just, adjusting a few levels, and then we should be good to go.
Wow. Really know your way around the space.
Took a lot of practice, but I think I got it now.
I bet.
Take a seat. Okay. Okay, everyone, welcome back. I am here with Mackenzie Sonoma. Say hi.
Hello.
You have to lean into the microphone just a little bit more.
Like this?
Perfect.
Great. Hello.
Hello. So, Mackenzie is somebody that Frank recommended. Mackenzie is a... Well, actually, I feel like I should let you describe what you do because I'm not quite sure.
That's fair. I guess you could say I'm on the show because I'm very acquainted with the paranormal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I want to get into what exactly that means, but for some context, I didn't totally go into all of the gross, gory details with, you know, but Frank assured me that Mackenzie would be very helpful. So here we are. Now, what exactly do you do?
I hunt ghosts. I dispel rumors about demons, the paranormal, and witchcraft. All those things you see on TV. That is a very, I would say, extravagant version of what I do.
Have you come across any sort of spiritual stories that have really resonated with you in Jamestown in particular?
Jamestown... I would say I've had quite a few experiences. The one that really, really stood out, I'm not really sure if you're familiar with Grace Sherwood.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I, and again, I mean, it sounds very fantastic, but I actually came across an apparition that presented itself as Grace Sherwood.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
Where? When?
It was, I guess, about a year ago, and I was doing a late-night fishing expedition and just sitting out on my boat. And, I mean, I've seen tons and tons of different depictions of Grace throughout all of my reading.
Sure.
And it was undeniable that this was her. And the fact that she was appearing out of the water made it even more undeniable. As you know, apparitions will often make themselves known by the time of day that they appear, and specifically the environment that they appear in. So
I didn't know that. Interesting.
I think it depends on the manner in which that spirit was removed from its, I don't really know if I'd use the term host, but let's just say for the sake of viewership who may not understand all of the intricacies of the paranormal,
mm-hmm.
we'll say your living body. So whenever the spirit departed from the living body, we'll determine where and when that spirit shows up.
Mackenzie, this is like kind of a weird question, but I'm wondering if you know anything about this. Has there ever been like stories about spirits entering other bodies that aren't their own?
Oh, of course. You'll see a lot of that happening in the realm of demonology. I don't know how familiar you are with, I'd say the Catholic religion obviously has a very long history with demonology and possession. And so, yeah, you will see it occasionally. It does not tend to be reported often here in the States.
Can you just like talk about some of the things that like someone might notice if something was inside of someone else, like a spirit? And
I would say, have you ever seen somebody speak Latin that has never spoken Latin before?
Mm-hmm. How about just like is it painful for the host?
Depends on what the host's mental state is. If they're willing to accept this apparition, or I wouldn't even call it an apparition at this point, this demon within them, then it may or may not be painful. I mean, again, you could refer back to all of the pop culture references with movies and TV shows about exorcisms and possession. And in my experience, you will see varied different kinds of possession. Some of it is very minimal. Some of it is very extreme.
Yeah. Interesting that you bring up exorcism. Is that a thing that is practiced to this day? And if so, like, how would you do that?
It's practiced primarily outside of the United States. You don't see it very often here.
Okay. Yes, I hear you on all of that. But are there any Mackenzie Sonoma tips, like some secret door where you can tell me about like the real things that you would need to do if you were to perform an exorcism?
First, you would need need to seek out somebody that truly knows what they're doing. Demonology and exorcisms is not something that you want to play with as the average bystander. You need somebody who truly, truly knows exactly what they're doing.
You need a Mackenzie Sonoma.
You need a Mackenzie Sonoma.
Right.
You can't go into your first exorcism without me.
Excellent. Well, now that I have you here, if we were to just sort of walk through an exorcism, could you start at the top and like run down all the things that a person would need?
Typically, you're going to need somebody that is trained in this. It's not something you can just show up and, you know, buy out of the 7-Eleven, your starter kit for the exorcism. You need to really go and learn what you're doing. I would say your first thing you would need to do is, if you really want to learn about how the original exorcists were able to exorcise demons, you would want to pick up a copy of Malleus Maleficarum. It has a roadmap on how to exorcise demons. I mean, this is obviously just a good starting point because you're not going to want to be burning, I'm guessing, whoever you're trying to exorcise.
Okay, sorry, Mackenzie, I'm not going to dance around it anymore because it's really urgent and I just need you to help me. So if I need to perform an exorcist by myself, what do I need to do? Can you help me with that?
I mean, just so you know, for the record, I don't typically give this stuff out for free.
Yeah, well, I don't give out prime interview spots on my podcast for free.
Wow. Okay.
Look, I'm sorry. I just really need to help my friend.
Look, if you need to help your friend that badly, then you're not going to want the kind of information you're going to get in a podcast interview. This is actual, legitimate, ceremony-worthy stuff.
I know.
It's not just like a hobby.
I know, and that's why I'm asking you for help. I'm sorry for shouting. I want to help my friend in any way, ideally the best way that I can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I can't give you that. I run a business.
Fine, I'll pay for it.
And this doesn't come with supplies or tech or anything either. You have to get all that yourself.
Yeah, fine, that's fine. Okay, so what's step one?
Step one, look, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to give this to you or all your listeners for free, so step one is going to be to pack everything up here and we'll go down to the office and start the paperwork.
Right. Sure. Sorry, everyone, but what a good cliffhanger, right? The farther in the story we go, the better everything is going to get. Bye.